In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We shall continue these services by quietening around the Word of God, which is written in the Psalm 73. The verses 21 through 26, and the words are in Jesus' name as follows. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was vexed in my mind. I was so foolish and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Amen. This red psalm brings our thoughts to those thousand years ago, our brother Asaph, his experiences. The title for this psalm is My Joy is to Be Near God. How good it is for them who has a pure heart. And after this, he begins to tell of his own experience. And he tells of how it was happening for him. My steps had nearly slipped, for I was envious of the boastful. They are not in trouble as other men. Therefore, pride serves them as a necklace. Violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes bulge with abundance. They have more than heart could wish. They scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily, they set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore his people return here, and the waters of full cup are drained by them, and they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly, who are always at ease, they increase in riches. Quite a big outburst from Asaph. It comes at its most. Have I for nothing? Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my heart in innocence. All day long I have been plagued. And chastened every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. Asaph's brother was sorely lost. He had a bitter mind. He he compares himself to the people around him. And so it is for us, for every one of us. How it looks that for them it goes well. We don't remember that. However, we have something which they don't. We have the living faith. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me until I came into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end. So Asif came to the services of God. Then he understood. Oh. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. This isn't everything. Even so, in this time, no matter how well your financial matters would be, at least outwardly, but if there's missing faith, at one time, this time will end. And then, that day when Jesus comes for the second time onto this earth, and then we will ask one question. Are yours and mine, our sins are forgiven. Are you believing? Asif continues, thus was my heart grieved and I was vexed in my mind. I was so foolish and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. Asif saw that he had faulted or accused people for nothing. He compared these temporal matters. Yeah, there's many differences in them, but also God blesses his own also temporally, sometimes quite much. These matters are not all the same. When Jesus says to his own that the poor in the midst of you shall always be, it is not meant that for everybody the temporal it goes the same temporally. God besets or gives to believers as well as those unbelievers sicknesses and he gives those trials, and Asif continues, nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand, and you will guide me with your counsel. Afterward, receive me to glory. Asif understands What? That he has something that the people of the world don't have. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. The most important thing is for Asif and for all of us, if we have the strength to endeavor in this life and against all the with all of these setbacks which we have been given. God has allowed this virus to spread throughout the whole world, but God has given wisdom to people to develop a vaccine against this virus. And this matter separates people, and even maybe some of us believers, do we trust in this? In this matter, then when we are assured that we don't, there will not be serious side effects from this vaccine, or do we trust this message that comes from the internet, these false messages? God has allowed this plague, but he has also given a medicine which is effective. This medicine, taking of the medicine, is not a matter of faith. It is a temporal matter. But I also ensure, or would, for you who is debating whether to take this vaccine, be brave and take the God. If God sends you some matters which come from taking it, then take this from God. This Psalm of Asaph that shows that we should not compare, not amongst believers, for some they are very financially well off, and some are wondering that why am I missing this or that. We should not compare. The enemy of the souls knows when he gets us to compare. He gets us to be, even as Asaph was, to be lost and to be embittered. But of God's grace, we are that which we are. And of God's grace and God's blessing, we have that which we are. It is not from our own deeds or earnings, or of our own self. Let's be thankful for this. Let's be thankful for this, that God has allowed, protected us in faith unto this moment. And even now, Everyone can believe all sins, all temptations, all possible comparisons, and all everything forgiven. You can believe all forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, and you can be of a secure mind. Even as Asaph here says in the end of his psalm. For it is good for me to draw near to God, and I have put my trust in the Lord God. Asaph saw how he had been lost. And he knew inside him, deep inside, this feeling that he felt for God and for the kingdom of God, when he was able to put these sins away and believe himself as a sinner righteous. Truly God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. And so it is this day, God keeps care of his own, takes care of his own. Remain believing. Remain believing in Jesus' name. Amen.